I felt helpless in both situations. I feel like I'm a protector, and I was in a vulnerable state because you didn't have anyone to protect you in any of them situations. And I know both of them were, you know, similar, but the ways for me to help you, I felt like the situation when you was 13, I felt like I was to blame because I almost put myself in a situation to be locked up, and I felt like it was my fault because I was imprisoned. And if I would have been out, then I would have did what I normally would have did, like come check on you if I know you at the park. Is she talking to boys or anything like that? And I felt like soon as, almost like, I want to say I let my guard down, but as soon as I get myself in a situation, I felt like it was, I put myself in a situation where I wasn't able to help. So that, as far as that situation, I felt angry. I felt at fault. I want to harm the individual. Me and my brother, when I got out, was trying to find out where he live at and stuff, but they said that he had moved. So yeah, they said he moved before I got out. So to this day, I didn't know what his name was or nothing like that. So so that's how I felt about that. And that bothered me for a long time. Even when I first initially heard what happened,
it's like when that situation happened, it was just like, it felt like, okay, here's another thing that's happening to me. Here's another thing that, like, that I gotta deal with alone. And then, like, everything had kind of just fell apart in my relationship, and I didn't have the support. Like, even, like, right after it happened, like, the night after it happened, or the next day, and days following, like, I didn't have, like, the type of, like, support that I need emotionally, mentally, physically. And I was just, like, trying to deal with it, but, like, I didn't know how. And for the longest, I didn't even want to tell you. I remember, like, being in Jersey and not really wanting to tell you, because, like, I told, like, my ex, I was like, she was like, you should tell your brother. And I was like, I don't know if it was just like me and her that knew, and like the police knew, and like maybe like one or two other people knew at the time, like right when it happened, and I went to the police and everything. And I was like, I don't want to tell him, because, like, I knew for me it reminded me of, like, the last situation. I was like, and I said I was like, it's going to remind him of not how he wasn't there the first time, just because, like, that's what happens, like, when there's a similar situation that happens, like, it reminds you of, like, your absence the first time. And it was like, I didn't know if I had this space to handle, like, processing that, because I felt like why does these things keep happening to me? Like, what is it about people? Like, I was more so pinpointing on, like, what is it about people that makes them see something in me that makes them feel like I'm the person that they want to take advantage of? And then, like, so it was just all of this. I was, like, super depressed, and, like, I just didn't, like, it was just so much chaos happening. Like, I couldn't process, like, what happened to me, that situation. I was trying to get past it. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to report it. I knew nothing was going to happen to the dude. I didn't want to retaliate in anger. I didn't want to be angry about that, because, like, for me, like, I have this thing when it comes to people, like, people who don't know me, I kind of almost, or people that I don't really trust, I kind of expect them to be shitty people. And, like, so what he did, like, yeah, it hurt me and it bothered me and it did fuck with me and it made me depressed and things like that. And it was a lot for me to process. But then, like, I also, like, have an expectation of, like, I don't really trust him. I don't really know him. So, like, he is capable of doing some shit like that. And so, like, that wasn't a shocker, although it hurt. And although I was processing and dealing with the effects of, like, what him putting a knife to my throat felt like and all of that. But for me, I was more bothered by, like, what was happening in my relationship with the person that I laid next to that same night. Like, she met a person that she now talks to. Like, she met a girl that she claims nothing happened with. So it was like, I couldn't focus on, like, what happened to me, because, like, the people around me, like, I just felt like I was in this world by myself. Like, type of, like, love and support and, like, emotional and physical support that I needed from, like, the people that I was closely around. And then, like, everybody on, you guys are all the way out here, and it was like, I can't, like, it's I could tell you and I could show my anger, but like you're a million miles away. Like you're all the way in Georgia, I'm in Jersey. And like I felt like the people that I had closest to me, I didn't really, like they weren't my people. Like they weren't really all my friends. They weren't really my support system. They didn't have my best interest at heart. So it's like I felt alone. So I didn't know, like I was dealing with everything, all the bullshit in my relationship. So to like, I couldn't even focus on, and it's crazy. And it's like, I know that I'm healing through that now still, but I couldn't even focus on something traumatic like that that happened to me because everything else traumatic was happening. It literally just felt like, I don't know, like my world just was kept crumbling and crumbling, and I was just getting buried on top, like under shit, like just constantly, just a new thing, just getting buried and buried and buried. And I didn't know, like, yeah, I was focused more on my ex and like what she was doing, what she wasn't doing. Like that, nobody knows, but like the next day after we freaking, I told her what happened, like she threw me out, like get out of my house, because I didn't want to tell her. Because she was angry and she wanted to like go retaliate, and she came aggressively at me for me to tell her what happened. And I couldn't even, I didn't like the energy of so much anger, because it's like somebody just put a knife to my throat. Like you coming to me to ask me what happened in a violent way doesn't make me want to communicate. So like I couldn't even express how, what actually happened without somebody actually throwing my keys out the door, throwing, like telling me to get out of my house. Like it was so much built around what happened that I couldn't even process what happened. Like I'm still trying to process all a bunch of other stuff. So it's like I get like why you're like, I didn't really focus on like what happened with the guy and talking about details and things like that, because like at those times, like I didn't even know how. Like it just felt like my life was just like, I didn't know what to do. Like I'm learning how to process everything now and get through it and get over, but at the time I didn't really know. Like it was just so much bullshit going on, so much bullshit, just so much bullshit. Like it's crazy, I can't even, it's so much bullshit, just so much bullshit, it's crazy.
So you try to not, you try to talk about it less, you know, I'm just asking really, not by what you said, you try to talk about it, tackle it head on less, to not like, to not really deal with it, because there was so many things going on at one time. It's like you said you felt like stuff was piling on. Did you kind of almost, even though that was a like a major thing, did you look at it as some of the things that was piling on? So you just kind of clumped like the relationship, maybe some other stuff was going on, and then you just like, this is one of the things that's happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
That when it really deserved more attention, like, mm-hmm. Yo, this fucked up shit just freaking happened. Now I know your ex's response to it was some bullshit, but the magnitude of what just happened, it just almost got clumped up in like, yeah, just some more shit to deal with.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And so my question to you is, even though it was like November, I don't know how long people posted, I'm not saying get over it, but is it something that you constantly reflect on, or maybe a thought might come time to time, or is something you still trying to get past?
I reflect on it. It's something I'm trying to get past. So like that's why I have a therapist, and that's why like I'm working through all these things. So like I'm breaking down everything that's been happening and kind of like taking everything step by step to heal through it, because it is something that I did minimize, and that was not a good thing to minimize it and just pile it on top of everything else. So like I have to address it now head on. But it's something I'm still having to deal with, that I'm dealing with along with even what happened when I was 13, because like I don't even know that what people know, but like I left Auntie Hazel House and went to California after that, and it was just like not because I didn't like Auntie Hazel House, like that was probably one of the best houses I lived in after like our mom passed away, because it was back in the house that we grew up in. You were there, Auntie Hazel was has always been the favorite, she's always been around us, so it's like I knew all the people in our house, like I was comfortable with that. But then I felt like I had to run because like everybody in the neighborhood started treating me differently after that happened, as if I did something wrong. Like everybody in the neighborhood didn't really want to play basketball with me anymore. They like stared at me, they asked why I told. Like it was weird. Like it was weird being a kid that was like attacked and then like, you know, telling somebody, and then he's getting arrested or in trouble for what he did, and then going back to that same neighborhood, to the same park where I spent every day at for days and years, like playing basketball. It's like going back there, people were just like, well, why are you here? So it's like I didn't feel comfortable in that neighborhood, in that space. So like I ran, like I had to, like that situation that happened in November triggered this stuff that I've never even dealt with, or nobody even knew to send me to counseling. I'm like a 13-year-old, like going through this. Like nobody even knew to talk to me about it. Like nobody's, our family don't talk about anything. So it's like all of the things that's happened to me, like I'm meant to deal with alone. Like nobody sat down. I was like, well, how do you feel like after the situation happened, after the kid did get arrested, after he did get in trouble? But now, how do you feel about what happened up to you? Like nobody's ever done that. So I just kind of like, I guess the November situation is kind of similar to like how I'm used to handling things. I'm used to just internalizing them and figuring them out on my own eventually, not really realizing that it's causing me to have such fucked up irrational behavior because I've never addressed it. So it's like all of these things that are happening, but I'm not really giving it the proper time and attention that it needs, because again, like when I was younger, nobody has done that. Like we were never giving the proper time to address and focus on what negative was happening to us, even down to the fact that our mother died. Like nobody talked to me about that either. Like I just was made to deal with it. So it's like that's how I handle things, and that's not the healthiest way. So now I'm learning, you know, how to really address everything and break it down. So it's like that's something I gotta face, along with that 13-year-old thing that I have to face. It's just like, it's like so much, but it's like something that I'm now that I have like the professional help and like the space to kind of just be alone and actually focus on all the shit to actually heal and actually address it and give it the magnitude and the level that it deserves, instead of minimizing it for so long. Because I've minimized so many life experiences that people be like, damn, you survived. When I tell people shit, they're like, damn, you survived that? That's crazy. But it's like, it's so minimal to me. But it's like, no, that's not minimal. People don't just have that happening to them in their life. People don't just survive shit like that. But I think that's just how we've been made to deal with things. So like, now I'm kind of like focusing on it, but in November I didn't even have the headspace, the mental space. I lost my mind. I really wasn't there. I wasn't there in November. I really wasn't. I was, my body was there, but my mind was, I don't know where it was. Gone. My adult self gone.